This is the only way to protect yourself. Hackers are stealing your information as we speak, and this is the only defense against it.
If you use Facebook, Google, or Apple, then this applies to you.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
You need to protect yourself now. Hackers are stealing everybody's information as we speak, and we've found what could be the only solution to protect ourselves.
If you use Apple, Google, Facebook, or any of these social media sites, then you need to know what's happening right now and how to protect yourself. The latest headline that came out, and this is extremely important, is 16 billion passwords were just leaked, government services, personal IDs, all this stuff. So right now, this is the biggest leak that has ever happened in history. So how can you protect yourself when something like this occurs?
Yeah, and it seems like these hacks are happening more often. It seems like every month there's another big hack, another company leaks all their data, everyone's exposed, and this could potentially lead to people getting robbed, people getting all their funds stolen. In crypto, getting hacked is a huge thing. So this is a very important episode, because not only are we going to tell you how to avoid this, but we're going to show you what could be the best solution from protecting all of your information from getting hacked in the future.
Well, typically, you know, if you want to protect yourself online, what do? Use a VPN, right? However, there's a problem with VPNs as well. They are centralized, and centralized VPNs have also been hacked, believe it or not. So I came across this article where several VPN apps leaked over 100 million users' data. The reason for this is all that sense of, so if we're all using this VPN, all that information is going to one centralized source. All it takes is for a few really good hackers to get in there and abstract your data from it. Then they can start getting your passwords, where you've been online, all these things. When you're using something that is decentralized, you have nodes that operate all around the planet. So there is no single point of attack. And that is what truly protects users from things like these password leaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we're talking about is a private VPN, a decentralized VPN. So anyone in the world can access any website in the world while keeping their location and their data secret and safe. That means when hackers hack all these websites, your location data, your private data, it is not going to be hacked because it was never exposed in the first place, right? So we're not looking at centralized VPNs. We're looking at decentralized crypto-based VPNs that are actually built for real safety. I mean, one of the main, you know, ethos of crypto is decentralization, its privacy and safety. And this project, the timing could not be more perfect to start to look at this project. Not only are we seeing dozens of hacks every month, every year, that are exposing everyone's private data, so people are looking for private crypto-based VPN solutions. But what we're also seeing, look at what the last Ethereum Foundation report that Vitalik released. They are saying, look, we need privacy-based solutions on Ethereum. Well, what is this project that we're about to reveal doing? They're building a private VPN service based on Ethereum. The timing is now.
Yeah, this is an anonymous communication system that has multiple layers of encryption. So very, very important. And again, it separates itself from other VPNs that you might already be using. So here's the thing with regular VPNs, if you're already using it. So if you log into Amazon, Google, Facebook, whatever, that VPN, they still know that it is coming from you. All the cookies that are being tracked on where you're entering different websites from, et cetera, all these things, they also know that it's you. So it's not fully protecting you online and your identity. The only way to do it is through this protocol.
For sure. So the timing is now. The timing is perfect for us, and I think everyone in the crypto world, to be looking at private, decentralized, crypto-based VPNs. That's why today we want to talk about a project called Anyone Protocol. The ticker is Anyone, and they've built the biggest onion network in the world. They've built a private, crypto-based, decentralized VPN that is actually built to protect your data, protect your identity, protect your location, and they're not selling the data to centralized companies. They're not at risk of a hack by all these hackers that are hacking Apple and Google. I think Anyone and their insanely large onion network, plus their actual hardware device, which they've already got live, which protects your data and rewards you for using it, the timing is perfect to look at Anyone Protocol.
30,000 daily active users is extremely large, and it is only growing. So they have staking that's going to be coming soon. So it's really good for anybody who is involved or looking at it from this from a token perspective. But their desktop VPN is currently live, and they just launched the iOS app, which is now available in the App Store. What this means is that you can have complete privacy while browsing on the iOS platform. What's more, you can bypass censorship and protect and have protective browsing. So, you know, sometimes if you live in a certain geographical location, you can't access certain information. Well, guess what? You can now you can bypass that, but also remain anonymous at the exact same time. So this means that you now have complete protection and you can browse wherever you want.
Yeah, I think there's huge tailwinds for this entire sector when we start to see people actually need and want these privacy-based solutions in crypto. The DePIN sector as a whole is very slept on right now, but look at the people that are backing Anyone Protocol. You have this guy, Sean Carey. He's the co-founder of Helium. Remember how well Helium did as one of the pioneers in crypto DePIN a few years back? Well, this guy is backing Anyone Protocol because he sees the writing on the wall that the biggest onion network in the world in crypto that's building a privacy-based VPN could see an influx of hundreds of thousands of users when people see, look, I don't want my data to be hacked and scammed. I need something privacy-based. I need Anyone Protocol.
And look at who they're partnering with. So you know our audience right now should know that we are huge BitTensor guys. The fact that Anyone is now working alongside the biggest privacy network on BitTensor, which is the future of decentralized artificial intelligence, they are now working with Subnet 65, which is the Tau privacy network. So working with Tau Subnet 65, they're bringing their relays and hardware closer to the BitTensor ecosystem. They're integrating relays directly into TPN Subnet. They're enabling additional revenue for the network and operators from Tau emissions. And they're expanding their user base by integrating the Anyone Privacy SDK into Subnet 65's WireGuard offering. So the fact that Anyone is now making these integrations, I mean, I think that is a massive step forward in my opinion.
Yeah, potential for Tau rewards as well with this integration, which would be pretty cool. And then speaking of partnerships, they also recently integrated with Peak. Peak is arguably the number one DePIN specific blockchain in all crypto. We were early backers of Peak. We still think it is a massive future. So to see Anyone Protocol, who we think is one of the coolest DePIN projects in crypto, integrating with Peak, which is the home to hundreds of different DePIN projects, think about all the potential integrations that opens up for Anyone Protocol. We like that. We know that Anyone has staking coming soon. We know that their iOS browser is basically ready to launch or has just launched. There's so many catalysts in industry specific where everyone's looking for these privacy-based VPN solutions where I think the timing is perfect for Anyone Protocol. These guys have been around. Like, this is a project that's been building for years. And I think now is the time. People realize they need to protect their data, their location, their identity. Anyone Protocol is the best solution I've seen.
Yeah, look, you use Anyone Protocol, as you are completely traceless online. Fragments of your data are sent around the world. So again, it makes it really difficult for hackers to ever obtain your data. You can bypass restrictions, like we said throughout this episode. You can now access content from anywhere around the world. You get to protect everything from all your devices while using Anyone. So there's a reason why they have 12,000 plus relays already registered. So there's three ways you can get involved. You can run a relay, and it essentially strengthens the network and rewards you in the Anyone token. So you can do this, anyone who has a CPU, any available hardware, pretty easy. But if you just want more of a plug and play option, then you can get the hardware. It's like $450 or something like that. And then anyone can also build using their SDK. So really easy for pretty much whether you're a super tech head or somebody who just wants to get involved by just using the plug and play option available for anyone.
Yeah, look, I think AD1 Protocol is building something that the world actually needs right now. Of course, none of this is financial advice. You guys need to do your own research. And I want to say thank you to AD1 Protocol for partnering with us for this episode.
Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.